Good morning, everybody. Interesting. So, last time I spoke, it was just before Easter, and I did a message to kind of help us to prepare for Easter. And this time I'm speaking, it's just before, what's the next big occasion on the Christian calendar? It's Whitsun? Pentecost? The coming of the Holy Spirit? Is that not significant? I'm going to preach this morning on how much we need the Holy Spirit. Yeah? And I know John's heart last week and the heart of many leaders is to see revival in the country. I really do keep praying that God will pour out his Spirit on his church in this land. We so need the Holy Spirit. We so need God to do something new and fresh. And John was saying last week how, you know, in the mid-90s, the start of the Alpha Course, I remember, because I was leading a church at the time, how people started coming to the Alpha Courses, and how exciting it was that God was doing something in his church. And seeing people saved is a wonderful thing. To see people's lives transformed and changed by the Spirit of God is why I'm here. I just love to see what God does to change people's lives. But in the meantime, we still have the Holy Spirit. It's not all doom and gloom. The Holy Spirit is alive and well, and he's still at work in my life and still at work in your life. And I want to encourage you that although, yes, we keep praying for revival, that actually the Holy Spirit is already here. He's already living in me, and he's already living in you. As I was meditating this morning and I'd already prepared this message, I was amazed. God said something to me that I wasn't quite expecting. A few weeks ago, John gave a word of knowledge, and he said, there's somebody in this room who is deaf in the right ear. And I had to check because I'm not very good at left and right. But it was me. And since I'd come back from Spain and the cabin pressure had played havoc with my ears and I got wax in them. So one night, if I lay on this side, I was deaf in my left ear. And the next night, if I lay on my right side, I was deaf in my right ear, which is not a nice feeling, you know, when you come and you can only hear half the worship. And I was just feeling like, okay, but just putting up with it. So I'd put up with it for 2 weeks. And what I really loved was the fact that God cared enough about me to know about my ear. You know, it's not like one of the biggest deals on earth that you're deaf in one ear and you get wax from one side to the other. But I love the fact that God loves me enough to care about those details. And so I said, yes, it's me, John. And we went out and we prayed. I'm sorry to have to tell you, there was no miracle. But now I can hear clearly in both ears. It was a process. And you know, I thought, okay, well, thank you, Lord. I was hoping the next day that was it. Whoosh, you know, my ear would be completely clear. But it wasn't. But the process had begun. The wax has cleared. Oh, thank God. I can actually hear all the music this morning. It was great, wasn't it? Hearing is a wonderful gift. Especially if you lose it, and if you love music, even more so. So I'm so grateful to God I've got my hearing. And this is what God said to me this morning. I read Psalm 81, and this was his word. If only my people would listen to me. If only my people would listen to me. I'm going to read you from Ezekiel 47. It's a well-known passage about the Holy Spirit. And then we'll share a few more thoughts. Now he brought me to the entrance to the temple. I saw water pouring out from under the temple porch to the east. The water poured from the south side of the temple, south of the altar. Then he took me out through the north gate and led me around the outside complex to the east. The water was gushing from under the south front of the temple. He said, Son of man, have a good look. Then he took me to the riverbank. While sitting on the bank, I noticed a lot of trees on both sides of the river. He told me this water flows east and descends into the Araba and then into the sea of stagnant waters. When it empties into those waters, the sea will become fresh. Wherever the river flows, life will flourish. Great schools of fish, because the river is turning the salt water into fresh water. Where the river flows, life abounds. Now I'm going to read you Jesus' words from John chapter 7, but not in this version. I'm still old school in many ways. NIV, good old NIV. Or even King James, but anyway, we'll go with NIV. I'm going to read from chapter 7 of John from verse 14. Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?" And Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or that I speak on my own. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him." And then later on, after they had a big debate about whether Jesus was true or not, or where he came from, or was he the Messiah, or whatever, on the last great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. The interesting thing to me about that passage was that Jesus was with his own people and they were debating what he said. They were debating with him. And it's almost like they had three and a half more days of debate with Jesus. And it's almost like said, "Jesus, had enough. You're not really listening to me. If anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink." I like the story of the woman at the well, where Jesus said, "Believe me, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So how do we drink this water? It's interesting, the woman went off and Jesus said, gave her a word of knowledge, "You've had five husbands and the man you're living with now is not your husband." And she went off into the city and said, "Come and hear a man who's told me about myself." And they all came to Jesus. And they said, "Now we believe, not because we've heard you, but we've heard Jesus for ourselves." How, as J. John used to say, but how do you drink? How do you receive the Spirit? I'm going to read this from Luke because it's so important that you hear it. I'll read from Luke. My apologies, I'm jumping all over the place. But Luke, help me, Lord. Chapter 11. So I had a demonized computer this morning that won't print out my notes. So I have my original one. Here you are. Yeah. Go on, let's read it. "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so how do you receive the Holy Spirit? You ask. I mean, it's not rocket science. But I ask every morning. Not because I believe the Holy Spirit sort of flies away during the night, but it's to remind myself of my own dependence on the Holy Spirit. I have two or three prayers in the morning. My first one is, I thank Jesus for the cross every day. Because without the cross, where would any of us be? And I receive that forgiveness, that fresh start for the day ahead. And then I say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. And then, what do I do next? Well, two or three things. Often, I worship. It's interesting, you know, because Jesus said, when he sends the Holy Spirit, he will bring glory to me. And when he told the disciples to wait, did they just sit around like they were waiting for a bus? You know, did they, we used to have waiting meetings, and I didn't like them in my early years as a Pentecostal thing. Well, what are we waiting for? Just kind of boring, you know, just waiting. But he says, they prayed. And so I pray. But I found something interesting because I learned to speak in tongues many years ago, and I struggled with it. And I noticed that when I focus on Jesus, when I thank him for the cross, I'll suddenly break out in tongues. Because Jesus is amazing. Because Jesus is wonderful. And Jesus said, he will bring glory to me. So when we glorify Jesus, I agree with Dex's comment. We don't worship to make ourselves feel good. We worship God because God is great. But it's interesting that when we worship, the Holy Spirit is glorifying Jesus. And we are in tune. We are in harmony with what he wants to do in all of our lives. And then, because Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, listen to me. Then I kind of always spend a bit of time with this. Now that's me. You know, I'm old school. I still believe actually God speaks to me through the Bible. I wait. You know, waiting, you have to be a bit patient. And some mornings you read things, you think, well, not sure what God's saying there. But there's other times when this word, it becomes a living word. It becomes something in me that I know God has spoken to me. And then I go out and do my jobs. Because then it says, you will be my witnesses. So I believe if I keep listening to God, there might just be an opportunity for that river to flow into somebody's life. So I do a job for a lady not too long ago. And she said, I see you've got a little fish on your card. She said, what does that mean? I says, well, it means I was a minister at one time and I'm a Christian. She said, oh, good. She said, because I'm angry with God. And I want to know why my son died just before COVID. And for the last 2 years, I've been stuck indoors. And it was like one of those, oh, God, help me to say the right things to this lady. And I take a promise that Jesus said, says, don't be afraid at that time what to say, because the Holy Spirit will enable you to say the right words. And then just a few days ago, one of my customers, Andrew, he says, well, I'm at home because I've lost my memory. I can't remember my kids. I said, oh, that's sad, Andrew. He says, the doctors aren't sure whether it's an onset of dementia or if I've had a minor stroke. And I said, well, Andrew, I'm a retired minister. That's one of my catchphrases. I'm a retired minister, but I want to pray for you. And what I'm going to pray is that it was a minor stroke. Because he says, oh, yes, please pray it was a minor stroke. Because if it's a minor stroke, your brain can rewire. And he knew that, and it's not dementia. And then I had an interesting conversation with him, which accumulated me. We were looking for an alpha for him to go on. And the only alpha I could find in the city was for teenagers. Well, that wasn't quite right, you know, because this guy was in his 50s. But it's interesting that if we are living in that river, not only have we life, but life can flow through us into other people. And I love that. I love that. We bring that witness of who Jesus is because he loves people. Just as he loves me with my deaf ear, he cares about the small details of the people we talk to. And I just want us to learn to, okay, we all want revival. I want to see more of the words of knowledge and healings and miracles, don't we all? But in the meantime, each morning, I'm going to say, Father, fill me with your spirit. Help me to hear what you have to say to me today. And help me to be a means of life to those around me. And I'm going to pray that we all do the same. Shall we just stand a minute? And as the team comes back to worship, I'm going to pray a simple prayer. Father, we pray together that you fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we'll go from this place with those rivers of life to those around us. But first of all, we say, we need you, Lord. We need you. We live in a dry and thirsty land, and we need you. We need your Spirit. We freely confess our need of you, and we pray, fill us again with your Spirit this morning, even as we worship you, and send us from this place to be those rivers of life to those around us, to make Jesus known as our Saviour and their Saviour. Amen.